Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The sex education bill. You might have noticed on the news, on Sky News and everywhere at the moment, there's a lot of these protests going on in the UK. And the Tory politician in the UK, Esther McVeigh, today fell out with some of her own colleagues, particularly a first gay female cabinet minister, Amber Rudd, after she backed parents who want to pull their children out of lessons about same-sex relationships. Now, this is based on the new same-sex legislation, or same-sex, or should I say, sex education bill in the UK, which will be in by 2020. And basically, from 2020 in the UK, all primary schools must have relationships, education, including LGBT couples. And parents, excuse me, will not have the right to deny their children access to those that education. Do you remember years ago with the Safe Sex Programme? And it's still, I think it's still the same, but I think it's still called the Safe Sex Programme or something like that over here. What, Aisling, what do they... She's a younger person. Aisling, what do they call the sex education they give at the moment?
God, do you know what? I don't actually know. Because I know in my school, I never, ever got a sex education. Never.
Yeah, but isn't their name... Do you remember... Do you remember your kid used to come home at sort of 12 with like a form for you to fill in saying, yeah, it's grand, they can do the sex education thing?
I suppose it's sex education talk.
Is it still the same? Is it still called the Safe Sex Programme? Wasn't that what it was called?
I haven't got a clue, Niall.
Okay, but this is slightly different. This is the new... in Ireland, we're doing the same thing, by the way. It's called the Provision of Objective Sex Education Bill. And in the UK, they've been told adamantly, the state is responsible for your children when it comes to sex education. And from primary school, we're going to talk to them about gender, about abortion, about LGBT couples. And I want to read some of the bits and pieces from the Irish one, which is more or less the same thing. And I envisage, by the way, when this bill gets passed in this country, we will have the protests outside the schools as well. I imagine so. By the way, this particular bill, the Irish one, is called the Provision of Objective Sex Education Bill. It's now at its third stage before Dáil Éireann. And it'll be due to be brought into legislation probably in the next year or two. And basically, it's an act to guarantee the right of students to receive factual and objective relationships and sexuality education without regarding to the spirit of the school. The bill is to be introduced regardless of the religious ethos of the school. So it doesn't matter whether it's Catholic, Christian, Muslim, Judaism. It doesn't matter what sort of school. Mind you, they're all nearly Catholic schools in this country anyway. It doesn't matter what sort of school you're in. Once it's a publicly funded school, you have no choice and your children will have to have this sex education. I find it concerning. Personally, because now I don't have to worry about it. My children are older now, so it's kind of irrelevant to me. But I think if you have younger children, you might be a little bit more concerned about it. Some of you might not be and think it's perfectly fine. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. Section 30 of the Principal Act is amended by the addition of the following subsections after subsection. I'm reading this part of the bill. Consent to sexual activity. Now, they're saying this will be age appropriate. I don't know how you can make that age appropriate in primary school. But anyway, I suppose you could talk about consent and not just about sexuality and consent, just about, you know, making sure that nobody touches your privates without your consent as you get older. That kind of thing you could probably tell to little kids. That'd be okay. Okay, I can understand that, okay. The different types of sexuality. Now, I, as a parent, I don't need or believe that we need to tell 7 and 8 year olds about the different types of sexuality. I don't believe it's necessary. Anyway, the different types of gender. As far as I'm concerned, there's only two. If you want to believe there's more than that, that's fine. But I don't believe that's factual and objective. Because there is only two. If you want to believe that there's other genders in between, and even if you're transgender, you're either a woman or a man. You're a man who is now a woman or a woman who is now a man. So you're one or the other. As far as I'm concerned, there's only the two. I don't buy into all the rest. You might. You might believe that's okay. I don't buy into it. I don't want my child being taught there's something okay or there's something, or that's something that's part of the normal world. Because it's not. It's a very small amount of people. And I don't think we should confuse them with those kind of things. It's just a personal belief. You might disagree with me. You're entitled to. Methods of contraception. Again, this is not for primary school. I don't believe, I'm hoping that would, if because they're saying it's going to be age appropriate, that wouldn't be taught in primary school. Methods of termination of pregnancy. Abortion. Now, the one thing that did strike me was the wording of the bill. The curriculum is factual and objective, age appropriate, and not gender normative. That is the most concerning part for me. Because what they're essentially saying is that they won't be saying that heterosexuality is the norm. Everything will be the norm. Now, unless we're all living in some sort of delusional world, heterosexuality is the norm. That doesn't suggest that being gay is abnormal. It just means that it's not the norm. Heterosexuality is the norm. And other people, we should treat children and treat others to respect people who have different sexualities. There's no absolute doubt about that. But to suggest for a minute that heterosexuality is not the norm, we may as well just end civilization. Because that's the end of reproduction. That's the end of everything. Isn't it? By the way, I'm not throwing a doomsayer in here. I just think it's stupid. If you're heading this by saying it's going to be objective and factual to children, and then you're making shit up. Because that's what you're doing by saying that it's not going to be gender normative. Now, introducing the bill last year, the Solidarity TD, Paul Murphy, I'm surprised at him, said that the sex education in Ireland is in the dark ages. He said that students were entitled to fact-based education regardless of the school's ethos. I agree with you, Paul. Students are entitled to fact-based education. So where are you getting this idea that there's different types of gender? If it's fact-based, where are you getting the idea that it's going to be gender normative or not gender normative if it's fact-based? Because the fact is, the majority of people in the world are heterosexual. That's a fact. It's a very small percentage of people who are not. So to suggest that it's not normal or the normal relationship would be bizarre. And that just because you say one thing is normal doesn't mean that something else is abnormal. It just means that one thing is normal. It's the English language. It's the norm. Heterosexuality is the norm. Everything else is perfectly acceptable. It's not abnormal, but heterosexuality is the norm. But anyway, People Before Profit, TD, also responsible for this, Mick Barry, and Rue Coppinger's involved here as well, by the way, had claimed Fianna Fáil would be seen as dinosaurs when they debated this bill last year if they objected to it. Although, knowing Fianna Fáil, they'd probably do a U-turn on this now as well and agree with it. But looking at some of the comments on the Journal and other places in relation to this bill, I'm going to read out one or two of the comments from people online. If this course teaches our children that there are more than two genders, then it's a lie to call it factual sex education. Another person says, if we are saying heterosexuality is, oh, that's exactly what I said, is not the norm, then we are not giving students the full facts. Children are too young to be told about the abnormalities in society, says somebody else. It's about time children were taught about diversity in a proper unbiased way, says another person who obviously agrees with it. So, another person said, a person's brain can identify as male, female, but if it identifies as anything else, it's not gender, and that's not their gender. Right. So, the question I want to ask you is, will you be protesting outside schools? Because that's what they're doing in England at the moment. It's a huge big story. Protests outside schools. Many Muslims, by the way, who disagree with this sex education for obvious reasons. And I want to know what you think. Did you sell your child to a Catholic school for a reason because you have Christian values? If so, I'm assuming that you think differently to a lot of people. So I want to know what you think. Do you accept? Now, by the way, there's no suggestion here. Before anybody starts jumping up and down and exaggerating this story, there is no suggestion that you would be teaching children as young as seven about things like anal sex and all sorts of different sexual positions or gay sex or lesbian sex or whatever it happens to be. Or talking to them about operations for gender reassignment. That's not a suggestion. But the suggestion is that you will be talking to them about the different types of sexuality, the different types of relationships, and that nothing would be considered the norm. And that you can pretty much be what you want and do what you want. I want to know, are you happy enough to have your children be taught, or somebody, by the way, texts in and says, no, we want to indoctrinate children into LGBTQ. Well, are you happy enough to have your children taught, I suppose, in primary school, about LGBT issues, and to suggest as well that heterosexuality is not the norm, that everything is the norm. Are you happy with that? Yes, you think it's a great idea, it will help children to respect diversity and minorities in society, or you think, no, this is an awful idea, I send my children to a Catholic school for a reason, and I don't want this taught to them. But let me just tell you, when the bill comes out, you'll have no choice. They've clearly said in the bill, And they're saying here that the bill will be introduced regardless of the religious ethos of the school. And you cannot opt your children out of it. There you go. You're stuck with it. I want to ask you what you think of this sex education bill, what you think of what's going on in Britain at the moment with exactly the same thing. It'll happen probably about a year and a half, 2 years down here when this bill is passed. It hasn't been passed yet. Britain will be doing it by 2020. Ireland probably around pretty much the same time. Let me know what you think. Do you agree with it? Is it a good idea? Are you going to be protesting outside schools and demanding that your children are removed immediately during this new sex education bill, this objective factual bill that will be teaching your children about LGBTQ issues, etc., and relationships and genders and all that kind of carry on? Do you believe that it should be compulsory, in other words? Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. Pauline, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Pauline?
Yeah, hi, Niall. I heard you say earlier on that people are protesting in England.
Yep.
No, I don't think if parents don't agree with this, I don't think they should go to that kind of extremity as to protest outside the school while their children are in school. By constitutional law, parents are responsible for their children until they're 18.
No, they're not.
Are they not?
No.
Well, then I think what parents should do
is... You just voted for it. We had a referendum in this country 4 years ago where people gave the state more responsibility and more power.
Well, that's a pity. If that's the case, what people should do is drop their kids up at the door and say, right then, you wear them. If I don't have a say in what my child is being subjected to, you look after them. That's what I would do.
According to the new sex education bill in the UK, the parents do not have the right to take their children out of the school.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Drop them up at the door, then, the whole lot of them. Everybody should drop the kids up at the door and say, right, you look after them. Because to take the right from a parent to choose, although you see, then I debate this in my mind, a lot of people...
Let me be objective here and ask you, what's your problem with it as such? So now let's assume that it's age... Well, let's assume, firstly, the Pauline, that it's age appropriate. And they're not going to talk to primary school children about the different sexual positions and all sorts of carry on. But it's just going to be telling children, well, you know, there are gay people and there are mammies and daddies that are married together as daddies and mammies. There are, you know, transgender people. There are 20-something different types of gender. And all these are exactly the same as you being heterosexual or being male or female. In other words, everything is the norm.
Yeah, but we know what norm from what we come from home with, okay? But why would somebody want to indoctrinate a child who doesn't come from what they know to be norm into something else? Well, it's like a deliberate attempt to push something and say you've no right to stop us pushing this. The fact that a parent doesn't have the right under the Constitution anymore is that's completely unacceptable.
No, man, there was a referendum. You voted. Well, I don't know if you voted.
I didn't.
I voted no, by the way.
Yeah, well, now you see you re-put yourself, and this is what's happening. And it's more and more...
For this very reason, not that I disagree or I agree in relation to this education bill, but what I'm saying is for this very reason that I believe that parents should ultimately have the decision when it comes to their children, unless, of course, a child has been neglected or abused.
Of course, yeah. But so what I'm trying to say is, like, for a government to tell a parent, two parents, hopefully, as is the best situation, that they can or cannot do, or in fact, can't do something with regards to how their children are educated. That's unacceptable. This is like they're being indoctrinated. And if I were a parent, unfortunately, I lost my pregnancies, if I had been lucky enough to...
I'm sorry to hear that, by the way.
Thank you. If I'd been lucky enough to have been blessed with children, I would drop them off at the doll and say, right, then you wear them. How dare they tell me as a parent or any parent out there what their children should or should not be indoctrinated with. How dare they?
Okay, but would you have a problem if you did have a child? Would you have a problem with, say, your 7-year-old being told... That, you know, sometimes, you know, there's relationships with two daddies or with two mammies, and that's perfectly fine. And that's, you know, that's the way. And if you want to be like that, you can be like that. Or sometimes some boys and girls are not boys or girls. They can be, you know, non-binary. Mm. If you don't want to be a gender, you don't have to be. Or if you're a boy, if you want to be a girl, you can be a girl. Would you have a problem with telling a child that?
Well, I'm a special needs qualified special needs teacher and also play school teacher. That was one of my first loves, the first thing I ever worked at and did. I've always understood that the when a child asks you a question, that's when they're ready for the answer. But I certainly would not make my child or allow my child to be forced into a situation where something was. It reminds me of when they used to put the chocolate bars in front of the kids in, I think, was it like in Germany or something? Or I don't know where it was. I heard it when I was growing up. And they would tell them, I think, you know, that. It's like indoctrinate. It's like you're putting
you're saying, and I'm not disagreeing with you, because we're indoctrinated from the day we're born into all sorts of things.
Because of our environment.
Well, no, we are, as human beings, I mean, we are socially conditioned. That's what we have to do to make sure everybody behaves themselves, doesn't break the law, don't kill each other. You know, we don't do any damage to each other and respect each other. So that's social conditioning, which is essentially indoctrination or brainwashing, whatever word you want to use for
that's
it, right?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay, but what they're saying now is we want to socially condition people differently.
But we want to
socially condition a child to say that it's all right for you to change your gender. It's all right if you want to be in a relationship with another man, if you're a man, or a girl, if you're a girl. It's all right for all these things, and we're just learning people that diversity is okay.
This is different. This is not like a bill where they're bringing in, like, it's normal to have two arms and two legs, but there are people out there who don't have that, and we want you to know that. This is a different thing altogether. This is actually telling children that they're actually going to question themselves and say, what am I?
So you think this will confuse children?
Of course it will confuse children.
Well, we'll stay there a second. And by the way, if anybody wants to, because I'm finding it very difficult. The last time we did this topic, we talked about it a few weeks ago in relation to a different news story at the time. It was very difficult to get anybody who actually agreed with this, with the exception of the people who actually put this bill forward, which is Ruth Coppinger, Paul Murphy and Mick Barry. I'm finding it absolutely impossible to find anybody who agrees with this bill. Eddie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Eddie?
Evening, Niall. So, back again. Well, I was listening to this thing, and as you said, it's very confusing, because those things, you can't teach people that things, you know what I mean? School shouldn't be allowed to teach such things, right? It should be based on the choice.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if school wants to teach something like that, they should ask parents, look, we are going to educate kids about this and that. Are you okay with that or not?
Yeah.
That would be my point.
But they're not asking, they're telling parents, this is what we're doing.
That's the problem here. I will be ready to sign any petition about those changes. If you go back, a couple of years back, there was not that big movement in this area. It's just going past maybe 2, 3, 4 years as far as I remember. And it's getting a huge wave, you know, and they are glorified, you know, being a gay, something special. Mm. In my opinion, it's nothing special. It's basically it's a condition and you have to live with that. That's my opinion.
Well, gay people will tell you it's not a condition. That almost sounds like you're making it out there's something wrong. To me, being heterosexual, I'm assuming you're heterosexual, you're not homosexual.
Definitely not.
Well, that's fine. Okay, so to you, being heterosexual is normal. And to most of the world, being heterosexual is quite normal, right? But that doesn't mean being gay is abnormal, because to a gay person who's attracted to another man, that's quite normal to them.
Normal.
It's contextual, you know.
No, yes, it will be more important.
Hang on, Pauline. Let Eddie answer that.
That's happened to them for whatever reason. Could be some genes go mad or whatever. I don't know.
Evidence it's genetic. Yeah, but go on.
Yeah, exactly. So nobody knows why is that happening, right? Yeah. But it's not the right way. Like, as I said...
Well, it's not the right way. Well, it's not the right way to you.
I'm tolerant against them. I have no problem against them. I told you before that we have this conversation, right? But what I don't like, they being glorified, okay? Like, being gay is such something special. No, it's nothing special. It's, in my opinion, to be very basically to say, if somebody is born with two left hands, it's a handicap, kind of handicap, and they have to live with that.
Being gay is not a handicap. Because by saying that, again, what you're suggesting is there's something wrong with it. And isn't this the... But isn't this the... Well, hang on. It's not that I agree with this education bill, but isn't this the idea of the education bill? To teach young children, well, there's nothing wrong with somebody who's gay. It's perfectly acceptable, perfectly normal, and that's part of life.
Yes, but if you
because otherwise they grow up thinking there's something wrong with it.
No, it's not normal, teaching them.
See, this is all subjective. Sorry, Pauline. But again, Pauline, this is subjective. It's not normal to me and not normal to you because you're not gay. But if you're gay, it's quite normal to a gay person.
It would be more beneficial if teachers, or if they brought in a bill where teachers teach children what is normal, check your tackle and see what you are, instead of sending them home and letting them think, what am I?
Okay, that's good. Now we're gone from sexual orientation to gender, which are two different things, right? Mm. Okay, so let's move on to gender and leave sexual orientation aside for the moment. So what you're saying to me is that you should be just teaching a boy, you've a penis, you're a boy, you've a vagina, you're a girl. That's
and let
it.
Them decide then if they go through the course of their life. I don't want to judge people, and I'm not judging people. What I'm saying is it is wrong to indoctrinate children. They're infants at seven, for God's sake. And the gas thing about it is the same parents that voted for abortion are going to bring them to make their communion at that time. Like, it's just getting out of hand completely. Now you have the government telling... You see, you reap what you sow. Now you have the government telling the parents, we're in charge. Now, when is it where is it going to stop?
Pauline, you are absolutely right, but I just got your note that parents bringing child to communion, I think that's not going to happen, because that goes against the Christianity, right? So I can't imagine a gay couple bringing child to the first communion.
So what's going to happen when the communion comes up in this given year, okay? Usually at 7 years of age, you're going to have infants, children going home asking, what am I? Well, I'm not wearing the dress. I want to be a boy.
See, that's, again, completely different thing. As I said, if you start teaching...
Yeah, you're teaching, you're indoctrinating.
You're giving them kind of like a curiosity. What is that? Why is that? What is... Okay.
I'll tell you exactly what you're doing. You're throwing a seed. You're planting a seed.
Exactly.
Grow.
Okay, well, stay there a second, both of you. Okay, you're both on the same page, I can see. Derianne, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Derianne?
Hi, Niall. Good, thanks.
You can hear Eddie and Pauline very much on the same page, that you're basically planting seeds in a child's head, which is leading to some sort of confusion about their sexuality or about what gender they believe they are.
No, I just... When you were speaking earlier with Aisling about bringing up this topic... And Aisling said, what's gender normative mean? I was curious myself, so I looked it up. And there's an interesting thing in it which says, yeah, and you did explain what it was, adhering to and reinforces ideal standards of masculine and femininity. But it goes on to say, before the uprising in Syria, women were highly educated. Their positioning was affected in political life and other spheres of life. And I think it's a lot deeper that it's kind of going to, there could be behind it that they're, like, at that time when the...
No, I understand what you're talking about in relation to women who would have been from Syria, and particularly women who would have been oppressed. I think that's
but
what they're referring to.
The right meaning to.
Yeah, no, I think in this particular... Okay, in this particular context of this bill, gender normative, what it's suggesting is, for example, and I'll give you a very simple example, when you have a kid's school book at, say, 5 or 6 years of age, and it's, Mary and John, our mammy and daddy. All right. And there'll be a mammy and daddy and Mary and John, that we won't have books like that in the future, that there'll be a books with characters that might be gay couples, or there'll be books with characters that Mary might not be a girl. Mary might be a boy. In other words, we're trying to they'll want to show people or young children that just because you have a penis doesn't mean you're a boy. And that's what gender normative is. Or just because you're a boy, you don't need to be masculine. Just because you're a girl, you don't need to be feminine. Which is, as far as I'm concerned, is absolute and utter nonsense.
No,
there's nothing wrong with being masculine or feminine. I don't know why we're teaching children not to be like that.
We're not saying there's anything wrong
with that. But that's what they're saying. It says the curriculum will not be gender normative.
Yeah, but surely it's equality we're about. And I know for a fact, I was in the States 2 years ago, and I met a woman in a pharmacy, and the kids were talking about it in school, but very normally. And when my kids come home, or grandkids come home at Christmas, they start asking me a whole load of questions. Like a five-year-old was asking me how come I didn't live with their granddad, even though he was the dad. You know, they're not thick, the kids of today. And it's kind of unfair to hide it from them.
But nobody's saying hide anything from them. But what Pauline and Eddie are trying to say is, if you're saying to a little boy, you don't have to be a little boy if you don't want to be, it's all right and quite acceptable for you to want to be a girl, I think that's quite bizarre teaching.
Well, I don't think the way they're going to do it.
That is what they're going to do. They're going to talk about gender. They're also going to be teaching children that there are different types of gender. Now Darianne, I accept if a man wants to be a woman or a woman wants to be a man when they're 18 years of age, that's fine, fire away and do what you want. It's your life. But I don't accept that there's different types of gender. There's, as far as I'm concerned, there's male and female. Unless we're changing the laws of biology.
There are differences, and people are, you know, entitled to their own opinions about what they feel they are.
They might be entitled to their own opinions. That doesn't make it a fact.
No, but what I'm saying is,
I could turn around tomorrow and tell you I want to be a lion. That doesn't, I might want to be a lion. That doesn't make me a lion.
No, well, there's a woman in Germany, I think, wants to be a cat.
She wants to be
a,
yeah, she went to court to have her passport changed to be a cat. There was a woman in Alabama wanted to have her birth search changed because she wanted to be a laptop. And I know that sounds really funny, but she actually went as far as court and they were listening to her. Now, years ago, you know, if somebody came to a doctor or a psychologist, you know, 30 years ago and said, I want to be a laptop, even though we didn't have laptops, she'd been put into an institution. Nowadays, we're told we must listen to people.
That should be done to people.
I'm taking the extreme, and I understand that, but I'm just going to give you the examples. Yes.
But what I'm another thing I will say to you is, you go back to that referendum, and if I'm not mistaken, I think I remember working on that, and people coming in, they hadn't a clue what they were voting for.
Well, they should have listened.
But the wording of it was very, very smartly done to confuse
them. Talked about that referendum when it was on, and I said to people at the time, if you're voting yes on this, what you're eventually saying is you're giving the government permission over you to parent your children.
We have authority over them now. We can displace them tomorrow if we wish to do so. And that is probably what it's going to come to, because this is getting completely and utterly out of hand.
But Darianne doesn't see any harm in it.
No.
Well, what would you vote today if you had the chance to vote again?
May I say something?
Well, let Darianne finish. I prefer my kids to watch, Darianne.
I prefer to see the kids getting the information, because kids don't take it as serious as we do.
At seven?
And let them... No, at seven they don't. I have a seven-year-old granddaughter. They're in a different zone.
Only learning about their own sex. They're only learning about what they have themselves.
Not in America.
Ladies,
go ahead, Eddie.
I think we need to take a wider picture, because it's not about gays and lesbians, but lately it started to be a third option, genderless. Mm-hmm. So you are not a female, you are not a male, so who the hell are you then?
Kids are going to be asked.
You're gender neutral,
You're going to be some amphibian or whatever, you know.
Non-binary and fluid.
You know, that's what I'm afraid of, you know. It started a couple of years back, gay lesbians, that's okay.
But what you're doing now is you're making a mistake, Eddie. You're confusing sexuality or sexual orientation with gender, which are two completely different things.
What I'm saying is there is a big push with all these things. You know what I mean? It's not only about the gender now or sexual orientation. It's a big push. They try to confuse everything. Like I heard that somewhere they want to get rid of the mommy and daddy.
That's a bloody sick thing.
Well, that bill was already passed last week. Just in case you didn't know, there was a bill passed through the Dáil last week. It is now already in law. It was signed by the President, Michael D. Higgins, that when a child is born now, if you want to, you don't have to put mother and father on the passport or on the birth certificate. You can now put parent one and parent two.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed, unfortunately. And I did warn you all about that, but nobody was listening to me. Stay there for a second, because Fern, who was on earlier on, sent us in a long text saying she was so disappointed now that she was on the first topic, because this would be more in her realm, because she's extremely interested, and she asked, could you come back on again? So I quite welcome her back on again. Sorry, Fern. Well, hang on. I just switch you on here. Sorry, Fern. Go ahead.
Hey, Niall. How are you doing again?
Yeah. It's been a long time no talk.
Oh, I know.
Sorry. Yeah, Fern, you agree with Derrianne?
Yeah, completely. I mean, look, at the end of the day, look, I'm sorry, there's an echo on the line there. I think sex education needs to be a lot more diverse, because kids just don't know now. And they should. It's normal. I mean, look, in my family now, there are two gay family members. So my daughters think it's completely normal. And they're used to it. And it's fine. However, I was talking to another woman today, another mother, and she said she didn't know how she's going to handle it when her kids come along, gay people, and how to explain it. It's normal.
Hang on. But nobody's saying that people shouldn't respect, sexual preferences of others. Nobody's saying that.
Why should we separate it out? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, sex education is supposed to be about learning about these things. So if, for example, there's a 12-year-old who's getting a sex education, and the only information they get is when a man is with a woman, and let's say it's a male teenager or whatever, and they
because that is I suppose the norm, and I don't want to use the word normal because people think that's offensive for some strange reason, but that's the norm in that's the norm in society, Fern.
I understand that statistically, there is more of us. But if that child has suspected for a long time that they feel attracted to the same sex, and then when they get this education, it's completely different from
But hang on. That'd be like saying, going back 40 years ago, or when I was a kid, and we had books in school, and in the book in school, there was Mammy, Daddy, Paul and Mary, whatever it was, right? There were some kids in my class who didn't have daddies because their daddy had died, or the mammy had died. So we didn't bring out a book specially for them. They were in the minority, unfortunately. You can't always please the minority and sacrifice the rights of the majority just to please the minority.
But it's not.
And that's what you're doing. You want to appease it. I'm not suggesting for a minute, Fern, that you suggest to a child there's something abnormal about that. But you do have to go. Society and biology suggests that men and women being together is the norm.
That's for reproduction. That's
no, it's not. No, it's not just for reproduction. Some people live their whole lives without having children. So it's not just for reproduction. It is. Are you denying, Fern, that the norm in society is for men and women to be in a relationship?
I think there's a higher population of men who are in relationships with women or like to.
What you're doing is you're changing the words to make it sound like I'm wrong in what I'm saying. Are you denying that the majority of the world's population are straight?
But are you denying the fact that by not including teaching these kids that these things happen?
I'm not suggesting you shouldn't. You should teach children to respect others and respect other sexual orientations. But in saying that, to say, according to the curriculum, that it's not gender normative. Now, that suggests to me that what we're going to do here now is we're going to start changing school books, we're going to start changing everything to represent all the different types of genders, all the different types of relationships. Why are we doing that to children?
Because it's not going to kill their innocence.
Sorry,
Niall, only a woman and man together can bring a child into the world. That's a fact. End of. There is no other compilation that will make that happen. And why would we teach them that anything else is acceptable or normal? All you're doing is putting them down the road to look for what's acceptable or what's acceptable sociably, when in actual fact, scientifically and in every other way, it can't happen.
Well, that's when it comes to reproduction.
Yeah, exactly.
Not in relation to relationships.
Teach them to check their tackle, and so give them a good footing on what they were born into the world.
Okay, let me ask Fern too about leaving aside sexual orientation, Fern, and gender. Now, mate, there's a lot of people out there who don't buy into this. There's 26 or 30 or 40 genders. As far as most people
are
concerned.
Those are crap, there's two.
Okay, Pauline. As far as most people are concerned, Fern, there are two genders. Now, if you're a man and you want to be a woman and you're 18 years of age, fine. You know, I respect that. I don't have to agree with it, but I respect it, and that's fine, right? Mm. And we should teach people to be respectful of each other, right? Mm. But What about parents who don't want their children being taught that there's, you know, 10 or 20 or 30 genders in between male and female?
Okay.
That don't believe that, that it's an utter, absolute, utter, you know, liberal nonsense.
Okay, am I allowed to speak freely here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. At the end of the day, what would it hurt society to allow someone to just be how they feel? Let an individual feel how they feel. Whereas if you're teaching children that this is what everything is, this is the norm, and everything else is exception to the rule, those then children who feel that way will grow up with a sense of shame. They'll end up having depression, and that's why there's such a high case of suicide and depression.
But the bill is contradicting. The provision of objective sex education bill says, and I'm quoting from the bill, it's the right of the student to receive factual and objective relationships. Now, who states, or where is the facts that there's 30 different genders, or that there's anything but male or female? There's nowhere. That's a theory, that some people believe that, it's an opinion. It's not a fact. The only fact that we actually know is that there are two, male and female. That's the only fact we know. Everything else is just a theory or a feeling. A feeling doesn't create a gender. I've heard of people who say, and I've looked at all these different genders, there's like 26 of them, and some of them are the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. I'm partially male, but I feel more female. That's not a gender. That's a feeling. I don't feel like a male or a female. That's not a gender.
Feeling is fact.
But hang on. But that a feeling is not a fact. I feel, I feel like a 5-year-old. I'm not a 5-year-old. I feel like I'm 40. I'm not 40. I'm 55. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to give factual-based relationship advice and education to children, we need to stick to the facts. I'm not 40. I'm 55. I can feel like I'm 40 if I want to. But I'm not 50.
Are you living like that?
And I don't. If I say to somebody I feel like I'm 40, I hope they wouldn't give out to me and disrespect me. And we should teach people not to disrespect each other, but to teach somebody that feeling like a woman and partially like a man or something in between is a fact, not just a feeling, I think is quite bizarre. But it's not actually a fact, it's a feeling.
But then why deny someone something that they feel?
It's not a gender. That's not a gender. Girl, it's quite confusing, I'll be honest with you. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make, and one guy summed it up in a comment on the journal, and what he said is, a person's brain can identify as male or female, but if it identifies as anything else, that's not a gender. Now, there are men out there who feel like women and they will have gender reassignment. That's fine. I respect that. There are women who have gender reassignment and they feel like men and I respect that. That's fine. I'm happy to call them men or women or whatever they want to be called. But it doesn't mean that I have to believe it. You know, I mean, I think we should teach people respect. Isn't that what it's all about, Fern?
Exactly.
But this is not...
Why can't we teach them inclusivity?
I absolutely agree with it, teaching inclusivity. But to teach it as a fact, I think you're confusing children.
No,
they didn't bring in a bill to teach people respect and not to make judgment. They're bringing in a bill to teach children that there's other than the norm. There are only two genders, end up. There are no others.
Well, as factually, as far as we know, there are other people who feel differently, and that's fine, and we should respect those people the way they feel.
But wouldn't it be better
case
for those
closed.
People?
It's not case
when
closed.
They're growing up, they can feel normal with that and not feel separated for it.
And we should teach people, we should teach, you know, I despise homophobia or transphobia or whatever phobia you want to talk about. I despise it all. People shouldn't, you know, express views of hatred towards each other. I absolutely agree with that. But
so then, if it's taught as a fact that people feel a certain way about their gender or their sexuality or whatever the case may be, from a young age...
That's fine.
Statistically, there's going to be a less chance of discrimination in the future for that.
Okay, well, then teach children that it's a fact that some people feel like that.
Exactly.
But to teach people that it's a fact that actually that does exist is a lie.
Those people living that life, it does exist for them. That is what they feel.
Oh, but that's what they feel. But feeling some way doesn't make it a fact. That's all I'm trying to say. And to teach young children of 7 years of age that, listen, you know, boys and girls, just because you have a penis or you have a vagina doesn't necessarily make you a man or a woman. You could be any one of these 26 genders. I don't want a child to be taught that.
If that's the case, Niall, and you want it to be feelings are not facts, how are you then supposed to teach kids that love is not factual? The love you feel for them is not factual, because that's
love
a feeling.
Is a decision to treat people in a certain way and to not judge them. That's what this should be about. Not teaching children when you're born with certain tackle, it doesn't mean it's real.
But then how are you supposed to do that? If that was the case, racism, discrimination wouldn't be real. If we could teach it, it would have been over centuries ago.
That's different. Again, that's different, Fern. There are black people in the world. There are people of different cultures in the world. That's a fact.
It's a similar concept.
It's not a similar concept. Being non-binary is not the same as somebody who is a different race. Because being a different race, be it African, if you're black or Indian or Asian or American or if you're white or whatever it happens to be, being different in those respects is a fact. We know somebody is from Africa. We know they have black skin, and we know they should never be treated differently. And we know people should be racist. That's a fact. Telling somebody that somebody, oh, he's not really a boy, he's not really a girl, but he feels more like a boy than he does a girl. He feels more like a girl than he does a boy. So he's actually 23rd in the gender list, and we've given it a name, and here it is here. That's not a fact.
But it is for them.
It might be for them. That's like me turning around and saying, I want you to treat me as being black. I'm not black. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's a feeling. Yes. I might have a feeling that I want to be black or African or something. I'm not. I'm Irish and I'm white. That's a fact. You can't be treating a feeling as a fact. I know that's a very confusing conversation. Stay there a second, Fern. Bill, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Bill?
Good evening, Mile.
Yeah.
I find this now is the end of the road. If Dáil Éireann passes these laws now, as far as I'm concerned, if there's any courageous Catholic, courageous Protestant, courageous Methodist, if there are any Christians left, you should excommunicate the TDs from your churches, because this is the end of the road. To me, I can hardly believe it. I know it's going on in Britain now, but I never thought it would come in here like it has done so quickly. Now, the only hope of stopping this is if I were the bishop in a Roman Catholic church, I'd excommunicate the TD if he votes that way. That's the only way you can do it. There's no power left except to excommunicate.
But Bill, I know you're a Christian, Bill, and I know you're a devout Christian, but in saying that, I assume that you have respect for people, no matter what their sexual orientation happens to be.
Even though you
may not agree with us.
It's them that are not having respect for us. Most of the schools in the Republic of Ireland
are Catholic.
Are Catholic. And then there's the Protestant schools. I know Protestants who go to Protestant schools. The only hope that they've got is to stop this, what I call contamination of the Christian faith, and to destroy it. The only thing we can do is to say no. We say you excommunicate. Because most of the people, say the TDs who are passing this, if say they were excommunicated from their church, this is what I would do.
I mean, let me ask Fern, on that note, the religious aspect of this, Fern, right? This bill, it says, according to the bill, will be introduced regardless of the religious ethos of the school. The same thing in the UK, right? Mm. Now, obviously, we're very different to the UK in that 95% or 93% of our schools are religious in this country. I think 82% are Catholic, right? That means that, according to statistics, 82% of the people of this country have sent their children to Catholic schools. Sexual orientation, as far as Catholicism is concerned and Christianity is concerned, is a man and a woman. There are a lot of people who will say, well, I don't want that taught to my child in a Catholic school. That's why I sent them to a Catholic school. Do they have the right to practice their Christianity? Even though you might not agree with it.
Well, I'm atheist. So I don't feel like I have a right to say to someone what they can and cannot do with their religion.
Well, that's what the government are saying. The government are saying we're introducing this bill and we don't care what the ethos of the school is.
Okay.
That's disrespectful to Christians, isn't it?
It is, but may I put forward another point?
Yeah.
My daughter's going to a Catholic school, and in that Catholic school, a couple of weeks back, there was a boy 3 years his senior, so he would have been 10 at the time. And he was going around behind other kids in his class, thrusting away and saying, ha ha, I've raped you now. And, oh, I'm going to rape your mother and things like that. Is that Catholic?
No, he's a little scumbag for saying things like that. Yeah,
but if rape can be discussed like that and consent doesn't come into it, that can't be considered very Catholic either. So...
But you're always going to have individual students who will do things that are not Christian-like, and that should be dealt with, I suppose, from a school point of view, and that's up to the school to deal with people who are bullying or saying objective stuff or horrible stuff, objectionable stuff, should I say. But when it comes to the ethos of a school and the curriculum, that's something that we have to look at from a broader sense. And if the government are saying, you know, we are going to introduce an education bill which completely contradicts Christianity, and we're going to put it into Catholic schools without giving Catholics a choice. To me, even though I'm not a Catholic and, you know, I don't personally respect religion, but I do respect people's freedom to have religion, I think that's disgraceful.
I'd have to agree with you on that point. I mean, people should have their choices. But at the same time...
But then if you're agreeing with me on that, then it shouldn't be introduced into 83% of schools in this country.
No.
I believe that parents should be able to have a say. And so there may be... Look,
well, then, okay, so then parents... Okay, that's fine. So should parents be able to take their children out of the classes? Or
yeah,
opt out?
They should prove...
But they're not being allowed.
Okay, but they should prove that they are actually giving that child some semblance of a sex education and relationship education.
Well, how do you prove that?
Well, you know, just for saying, oh, look, this is what I'm doing. I'm telling them this. So they do have a semblance of an understanding. But I would rather...
A Christian understanding of a sex education would be men marry women and men and women have babies together and that's the end of it.
And if that's how they feel, that they don't want their children to go into that class, then obviously that's all they want them to know.
Okay, then you're agreeing with everybody else, Fern, because that's all everybody is saying. That you should have the option if you don't want your child to be taught this. That's fine. But in the UK, the same as what they're going to do in Ireland... You will have no choice. There's no opt-out. You're going to be forced. It'll be forced upon children. As Irish was, as religion was for years in this country, mind you, but whatever. Sorry, Bill, I want to give you a final word on this because I have to wrap up in a second. I know Derrianne wants to say something as well. Sorry, Bill, go ahead.
Listen, if they pass this bill, right, there'll be no more Catholic schools. There'll be no more Protestant schools. There'll be no more Buddhist schools. There'll be no more Islamic schools. I can't think of one religion that will agree that two men and two women can get married.
Well, there is no religion, as far as I'm aware of.
None.
That accepts.
And if they're going to put this through, what I'm asking the religious people, I don't care what
there
are
people. There are people, now, in fairness, Bill, there are people who are religious who will say they're quite happy to accept gay relationships and genders and all sorts of carry on.
Listen.
I know you will tell me.
They have their own schools.
Well, I know you will tell me you can't be a Catholic and be supporters of the gay community at the same time because that would be a contradiction in terms. Yeah, sorry, you want to say something, Terry-Ann? Go ahead.
No.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Final note, go on. Are you there, Terry?
Sorry, Niall, you're talking to me?
I am, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Niall.
Children.
Hang on, Bill.
I agree with Fern, and I actually feel sorry for Bill because...
I don't think he wants your sympathy.
No, I don't mean it that way. I mean it in the way that he is very sincere in his beliefs, and to witness something like this in his lifetime, that is really difficult. But when you say there's 82% of schools...
are Catholic.
But don't forget... we didn't have a choice. Like, I had to send my kids to Catholic schools, but that wasn't I wouldn't have chosen to do that. But there was nowhere else to send them. The Catholic Church had taken them over, and they were indoctrinating us.
They were indoctrinating into your faith. But if you want, if you want to teach your children that, you teach it to them at home. And then nobody gets offended.
Yeah, but the thing is...
Is that not a fair point? If we're so serious about this, and parents are so concerned about inclusivity and diversity and all sorts of carry-on, that they should teach their children about this at home?
Yeah, well, you know, they should, but they
I
won't.
Would say this. I would say the same about religion, by the way, but whatever.
Yeah, oh, well, I think that's, well, you know, yeah, absolutely. But no, I mean, you go back, and I mean, I was baptized into the Catholic Church against my will. I was, you know, the sex education we got was, oh my God, you even looked at a guy, you were pregnant. You know, so now we're going from one extreme to the other. But I do think, and I agree with
you. And I agree with you that we are gone from one extreme, and I think even Bill might agree that we're gone from one extreme to the other extreme. There could have been a balance somewhere in the middle. Well, and the balance would be that we have specific classes for people who want this for their children. And if you don't want to, sure, well, that's fine. But that's not the balance being offered to parents. There's no balance being offered. You have no choice.
But isn't that going back?
That's
to
why
the
we have top story on Sky News tonight. More protests outside schools today.
But is that not going back to our voting? I don't know whether England voted for it or not, or what happened over there, because you'd be sick listening to Brexit. But but I do. Like, I mean, I still think an awful lot of people who send their kids to Catholic schools, including myself, you know, we had no choice. We were hypocrites. But I gave my kids the choice. I explained to them where I came from in my beliefs. And funny enough, my daughter, she'd be very like me now. My son married a staunch Catholic in America. Mm-hmm. But yet their kids are going to a non-domination school. And there's no
Okay, well, there's a few of them around now, by the way. I have to wrap it up, lads and ladies. Thank you very much, Terry-Ann and Fern, second time. And also to Bill for coming on the air. Somebody says, I don't always agree with Bill, but I have to say this time I do. And somebody else says exactly the same thing, by the way. Is that the same person? No, it's not. Don't always agree with Bill, but he sounds so upset. He does actually sound very upset by the whole thing, doesn't he?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.